The Saudi teenager who attracted international attention trying to gain asylum in Australia has instead been accepted into Canada. Rahaf Al-Qunun's case has been closely watched around the world since she barricaded herself inside her Thai hotel room and refused to be sent back to the Middle East. And Canada's intervention is something of a twist in the 18-year-old's case, which was still being considered by Australian authorities. Ange Lavoie-Pierre has the latest.
While Australia was still deliberating about whether to accept Rahaf Al-Qunun, Canada entered the breach. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has confirmed it was responding to a request from the UN's refugee agency.
Canada, as you know, has been closely following the situation with Ms. Rahaf Al-Qunun. Our diplomats in Thailand have been engaged with our partners and allies, particularly with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. The UNHCR has made a request of Canada that we accept Ms. Al-Qunun as a refugee, and we have accepted the UN's request that we grant her asylum. That is something that we are pleased to do because Canada is a country that understands how important it is to stand up for human rights, to stand up for women's rights around the world. I can confirm that we have accepted the UN's request.
Rahaf Mohammed Al-Qunun had been trying to reach Australia via Bangkok, but she was stopped at the airport in Thailand and told to return to Kuwait, where her family was waiting for her. She refused and barricaded herself in her airport hotel room, tweeting out pleas for help and saying she had renounced Islam. The 18-year-old's family then travelled to Thailand to meet with her. And Thai Immigration Police Chief Surachat Hakpan says she refused, even up until her departure.
Regarding her father and brother's request to meet her, Ms. Rahaf still refuses to meet them. Her father and brother are also returning tonight as well. Therefore, this matter has now ended here in Thailand.
Australia hadn't put a time frame on how soon it would be able to reach a decision on whether to offer her asylum. But Canada didn't wait. In fact, there's no love lost between Canada and Saudi Arabia. Last year, Canada's ambassador was expelled from the kingdom after Canada's foreign ministry tweeted support for an arrested Saudi activist. But when Justin Trudeau was asked whether he was worried accepting Rahaf Al-Qunun might make matters worse, he gave no sign it was a factor.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations. And when the United Nations made a request of us that we grant Ms. Al-Qunun asylum, we accepted.
The case has sharpened attention on Saudi Arabia's male guardianship laws, which underpin the 18-year-old's case. Adam Kugel from Human Rights Watch says other women might follow her lead.
Internet connectivity in general and chat applications, the ability of Saudi women really for the first time over the last 10 years to communicate independently with the outside world kind of leads to the creation of networks of people who try to help. So I think that women may actually see this case an attempt to make the journey out, which is incredibly dangerous.
Adam Kugel from Human Rights Watch, and that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre. A short time ago, Federal Government Minister Dan Tehan was asked about the issue.
We have always said that we've got to follow due process, and we move quickly to follow due process. I think that's what all Australians would expect us to do. But we'd said, yes, we will look at this, we'll move quickly, we'll do it. It's been 48 hours. Obviously, the Canadians have stepped in, and I welcome the outcome that she'll be safe.
Dan Tehan speaking there.